appreciate Brother and Sister Tom and their ministry. Give them a hand of welcome here. We appreciate Brother Tom.
Well, somebody shout praise the Lord. Give the Lord another hand of praise. Would you do that?
Hallelujah. Great God Almighty, what an honor. What an honor. And a great opportunity to stand here tonight as a representative and a mouthpiece of the Lord Jesus Christ, used by the Holy Ghost. And I pray tonight that you will encounter Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost before you leave these grounds. I want you to have an encounter with God. Somebody shout amen. Because you know if you get that encounter with Christ, your life will never be the same. I'm not talking about coming to the altar and praying off conviction. Shout amen, somebody. Not talking about coming and praying just because everybody else is praying. But I'm talking about having an encounter with God Almighty through His Son, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Would you shout amen? Hallelujah. When you leave different than what you came. In Jesus' name. I'll never forget some years ago preaching a family camp. And we had youth camp and family services at night. But there was a girl in youth camp that was causing all kinds of headaches for her counselor. And counselor come in one day and found the mattresses pulled off of the bunk beds, things just in total disarray. The camp director came to me. Said to me, Brother Tom, we're going to have to send that young lady home. I said, let's give her one more day. Let's pray about it. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That night in the family camp meeting, she was there with the youth and her two or three sidekicks was with her that came with her. They was just following her lead. Come on. I said, they was following the leader. And sitting on the front, I don't remember exactly what I preached, but the anointing of the Holy Ghost come in that house. Woo, shout amen, somebody. I watched that girl get up from her pew, walk to the front of that building, just a slab floor, stand there weeping. And the other three girls followed suit, stood there with their hands lifted, weeping and crying. The next thing I know, she is laying on the floor. Come on, somebody, speak in other tongues. Would somebody shout hallelujah? And the long story short, they had to pick her up and load her in the back of a van, still speaking in tongues, carried her up to the dorm and put her later on the bunk bed, still speaking in tongues. And there's some girls that stand in the dorm. They came in, there's from another nominal church that didn't teach and preach on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They walked in and seen that girl, that little ruffian used to be, would you shout amen, laying in that bunk bed with her hands lifted, speaking in tongues. And they started crying, tears streaming down the face. They said to the counselor, said, what's wrong with her? And the counselor told him, said, she got saved tonight and filled with the Holy Ghost, and explained that to those girls. And about that time, that girl walked over and laid her hand on the girl. When she touched her, she went to speaking in tongues. Would you shout hallelujah? And they had church all night. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah. I'm talking about an encounter with God that'll not leave you the same. It'll change you. I said it'll change you totally. How many wants to be changed tonight? Thank you, Pastor Goodwin, and allowing me to preach one more time in this retreat. And I'm 51 years old. I was trying to think the first time I preached a retreat for Pastor Goodwin. I was probably in my mid-20s.
That's a long time ago. Praise God. And so it's an honor to stand here once again. And in those days, in those retreats, we went way out in the woods. We stayed in cabins, log cabins, and just had a time. Praise God. And we're here tonight. And we're just believing God for you. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I come to get something from the Lord tonight. Oh, that's awful quiet. Somebody look at the neighbor on the other side and say, I come to get something from the Lord. What about you? Amen. Amen. Good to see everybody that's here. I want you to open your Bibles with me. Let's go to the book of John. The book of St. John. Big John, they called this particular book, Big John. Chapter 6 and verse 44. When you have it, if you would stand with me for the reading, in the honor of the reading of our Father's word. Great God Almighty. How many is thankful for your Bible? In John chapter 6, Jesus is dealing with a bunch of murmuring Jews. Seem like it just run in their blood. They just like to murmur like their fathers before them. They're murmuring. Again, one preacher said murmur's not even a word. Come on, somebody. Just murmuring, grumbling, complaining. He had told them, I'm the bread which came down from heaven. A few verses before there. And look at verse 43. Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Thank God. Abba Father, help me preach this word tonight. Sweet Holy Ghost, direct me. Give me divine inspiration and revelation of divine truths tonight. Great teacher, Holy Ghost, these young people might hear from you, that you might speak into their spirits what you desire for them to hear tonight. Speak your counsel and your intention about every life, every young person that's here tonight, every youth group, every church. God, we just want to sit in communion with you tonight, sweet Son of the living God. And I'm going to give you all the praise that your kingdom be advanced against the gates of hell. Christ might be glorified, Lucifer and all the imps of darkness terrified because of this meeting tonight. In Jesus' precious name. Before you're seated, turn to your neighbor and give him a high five and say, we're going to give the devil anxiety attacks. Praise God. Come on, somebody. We're going to give the devil anxiety attacks. Hallelujah. Just by showing up here tonight. Bless the Lamb of the living God. One more verse of scripture. If you would turn there in the book of Galatians chapter number 5. Verse number 17. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 17. There is a scripture there I want to read if I can find it. Here we go. Galatians chapter 5. And verse 17, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Hallelujah. Verse 16, he gives the answer. To that, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But read verse 17 again, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that ye would. I want to preach to you tonight from these verses of scripture. I remember way back,
Brother Biley, growing up in the 1970s, amen. That don't sound too far ago to me, but come on. To you young folks, that's a long time ago. Growing up in the 1970s and 80s, before we knew what video games were, before we knew what all of that was about, if you could imagine, I lived in the day when we didn't have cell phones. Somebody said he is ancient. Woo. I remember the first time we got a landline telephone. Mama said, the telephone man's coming today to put us in a telephone. I said, ooh, we is moving up. We're going to get a telephone. It had a long stretch of cord on it, hung on the wall by the refrigerator. And I could call my girlfriend then. Come on. And going home, I told him, I still remember it. I ain't playing. I said, I'll be calling you this afternoon. We got a telephone now. Somebody shout amen. Before there ever was a cell phone, before all of that, we used to play a little game. We'd grab us a rope. And us boys and the girls get involved in the neighborhood where I grew up. We'd get us a rope. We'd choose up teams and somebody get on one end. We get on the other end. We always made sure we got the person that weighed just a little bit more than the rest of us on the back part of the rope because he is the anchor man. Shout amen, somebody. Woo. And we played a little game called tug of war. Yeah. We played tug of war. We played hide and go seek. We played tag, you're it. Oh, we just had a time playing outside. Come on, somebody. We went fishing. We rode bicycles. We throwed dirt clods at each other and played army. I'll never forget when I was just a young junior age boy. We'd walk across town, me and my neighbor, during the summer months. We'd walk across town to Larry Eagleburg. Burger's house. I'll never forget his name. And Brian would be there. And I forget his last name right now. It fails me. But Brian Burton. But we'd get over there and he had a part of his land there was wooded and we'd choose up sides and we'd play army. Oh, come on somebody. Those were the days. Amen, Brother Goodwin. Those were the days. But we played all kinds of games. But we'd play tug of war. Oh my, that just tested your strength, you know. Maybe put a mud hole in the middle and we'd see if we could pull them into that mud hole, you know, and see who could pull the hardest. And tonight I want to just use that as a thought. And Paul said in Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, he said, the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary one to another, one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Come on, somebody. I want to preach to you tonight, young people, for a little while on caught in a tug of war. Come on. Caught up in a tug of war. Amen. Woo. I will do an illustration in a little bit, but to give you a better understanding of it, caught up in a tug of war. Think about it with me. You're in the middle. You as a young person are in the middle. There's a rope on this side, on this hand. A rope on this side. And you're in the middle. Caught up in a tug of war. God the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost is on one side. Lucifer and all the powers of darkness are on the other side. And you're filling the pool tonight. I said you're filling the pool because you're caught up in a tug of war. Some of you are caught there. And notice what he said. He said the spirit lusts against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit so that you cannot what you would. Why? Because you're caught up there. You're caught up there. There's a pool this way. Come on, somebody. And then you fill a pool this way. And then you fill a pool this way. And sometimes you feel the pool in between. Come on. You feel the pressure. Oh, come on, somebody. You feel the pull and the pressure from it. Why? Because you as a human being are a fallen being. You have a fallen nature about you, and there is a tug of war going on. And matter of fact, you are the prize. I said, you're the prize on either side that wants you. You are the prize. Come on, somebody. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost on one side, the powers of darkness on the other are pulling, and you're in between, and you're caught up in this tug of war for life and for death. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but I believe in these last end of time, end of age days, that pull, that drawing from both sides has increased. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I said it has increased in power. Both sides, there's an increase in power in that tug of war over your soul and mine. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I said an increase in the power of this tug of war of life and death over your soul and mine. The devil knows he don't have much longer, and he's come to kill, steal, and to destroy. He's pulling. Jesus said about the days that we're in, he said in the last days, he said the love of many would wax cold. The love of many would get colder and colder. Their love for him would get colder and colder. Why, Jesus? He said the love of many would wax because iniquity would abound, because of selfishness and rebelliousness, sinfulness. He said because iniquity would abound, the love of many, he's talking about his folks now, the love of many will grow cold by degree. I said will grow cold by degree. Oh, come on, somebody. I used to hear those old classic preachers long ago. They would preach about backsliding. Come on, somebody. And just some more growing up, and they'd say to us in that church where I grew up, they'd say, you don't backslide overnight. Those old preachers said, I've never known a person that backslides all at once. They said, you don't backslide overnight. It happens in increments. It happens in degrees. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Even Jesus said it. It waxes cold. That means in its original text, it grows colder by degrees. Come on, somebody. The Lord said in his word in the Old Testament, it's repeated in the New, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. Somebody shout amen. Woo. But he said the love of many would wax colder and colder by degree. Why? Because of the age that we're living in. Because of the sinfulness and iniquity, the love of his people, the love of his chosen, therefore will wax colder and colder. Come on, young people. I said wax colder and colder for looking on the things of the world. Are you hearing what I'm saying? At one time, you used to pray more than you pray right now. I'm not talking about you. You know, there's times you get busy and whatnot. You don't get to pray like you want. But I'm talking about we just absent ourselves from the prayer room. Are you hearing me? In our home, when I was a teenager, was my bedroom down at my bedside. and when my little brothers had the TV blaring and there's a carrying on, I'd go in the bathroom, kneel down at the sink. Come on, somebody, to get alone with Jesus. Somebody shout amen. Oh, somebody. I had one guy, had one boy at work. One day I worked during the summer for the Choctaw Nation, Johnson O'Malley. Hired Choctaw young people to work, and so I got hired by them. I worked down at the local school. We stripped and waxed floors. We done all painted walls. And after I got born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, I remember old Doyle. He was about 2 years older than me. And one day he told me, he said, Mike, what did they do to you down there? Indian. That's right, chief. That's what they call me in high school. Chief, what they do to you down there at that church? He knew I went to that Holy Roller church. Come on, somebody. Woo. You know, I went to that holiness church. That's what the sinners called it back then. Said, you go down that holiness church. What they do to you down there, they brainwash you. Woo, come on, somebody. I couldn't think real quick, and I said no, and he walked off. And then it just leaped up inside of me. It's brainwashed. I didn't get brainwashed. And I went, boy, I barreled in that school. I wasn't mad, but I had something to say. I found him where he was working. I said, wait a minute, dog. I said, they didn't brainwash me down there at the Assembly of God Church. I said, I didn't get brainwashed. I got blood washed. He kind of stood there and looked at me. Come on. Woo. I said, I didn't get brainwashed. I got blood washed. Would somebody shout amen? Oh, come on. But I'm telling you, I had an altar. I had a place to pray. I'm talking, you used to get away with God and spend time in prayer. But now you've willfully vacated that more and more and more. As time has gone by, you used to look forward to going to youth service and youth rallies. But now there seems to be other excuses that come along. What are you saying, Brother Tom? I'm saying that your love for him has waxen cold. I said it's waxen cold. It's getting colder by degrees. Are you hearing me tonight? Woo. And I can tell you right now, if you continue, if we are in that state and we continue on that path, it's not going to be long until we're out there in that world. Come on, somebody. Lord, I'm telling you tonight, a tug of war is going on. As we sit here tonight, there is a pull. The flesh and the Spirit of God. Come on, and you saints of God, and you Christian young people, the flesh and the Spirit. If you're not saved, if you're not born again, the same Spirit of God is tugging and pulling at your soul. You as well are in between hell and heaven, and there's a tug of war going on, and you're the prize. Come on, somebody, hear what I'm telling you tonight. Blessed be God. I'm talking about the pull of that tug of war, that drawing, that pulling that is so strong. Oh, come on, you can feel it. I know when I was a boy, I'd go to church, and before I got saved, I didn't like to go to church, but I had to go to church. Shout amen. Oh, praise God. My daddy was no question in our house. When the church door was open, we went to church. But I got when I got older, got that age where I knew right from wrong. I knew there's a heaven, there was a hell. Come on, somebody. I knew Jesus died for me. The devil wanted to kill me. When I got to that age of accountability, they call it, I didn't like to go to church. Why? Because when the preacher, pastor got to preaching, I'd be sitting on the second row with my friends, and we'd be whispering, writing notes, but they'd go to give an altar call, and the palms of my hands would go to sweating. We'd have revivals, and evangelists, those old time evangelists, would come and preach for us. And one Indian lady, Patty Yehola, she was a full blood Cherokee Indian lady evangelist before later she got married. But Sister Patty would come, she had long, coal black hair, and she had put that hair in a braid, and she had played the piano and sang. And she'd sing a song. Hallelujah. I'm telling you right now, I didn't like to go when Sister Patty came to preach revival. I didn't like to go, but I had to go. Come on, somebody. Sister Patty would get on that piano, that long black braided Indian hair. She'd sit down at that piano, throw that braid back and go to play and close her eyes and open her mouth. And she'd go to singing. Don't let me cross over God's mercy line. I wish I could remember the rest of it. This Savior is pleading, take your hand. hand in mine. Come on, she'd go to say, "Ooh, I'll tell you right now, oh my hands just start sweating." She'd get up and preach. She'd preach about hell and how hot it's going to be, how we need to get saved. And she's the kind of evangelist, and we had those kind of people in our church. If you didn't come to the altar call and they felt led in the spirit that you needed Christ, they didn't wait on you to come. They come to you. Shout amen, somebody. Our sister Patty was one of those kind of evangelists. She'd preach, she'd give an altar call. Me and my friends would sit there, head bowed, directly. I'd hear her talking. I'd look up, she'd be leaned over that front pew. To be in my friends. Why don't y'all come home to Jesus tonight? Give heart to the Lord. I sweat. She kept talking to finally. A conviction just all over me. I'd get up and run down the altar. Come on, somebody, till I got to feeling better. Shout amen, somebody. What are you talking about, Brother Tom? I'm talking about the pull in that tug of war for life and death. I'm talking about the pull power. I'm talking about the pulling power. The drawing power. It's going on tonight. Are you hearing me? On the one hand, the tempter. Oh, Lucifer, that old devil, the tempter. On one hand, the spirits of darkness on that same side will use the rope of your flesh. Come on, somebody. I said they'll use the rope of your flesh. Now, I know this ain't very big rope, but it'll serve the purpose. Amen. I said they'll use the rope. They use the rope of your flesh. What does it say in 1 John? In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16. What does the scripture say? For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Come on, somebody shout amen. That spirit I'm talking about of the world, that spirit I'm talking about of the world. I'm talking about that rope of the flesh, such as recorded in James chapter 1. In James chapter 1 and verse 14 and verse 15. But every man, every young person is tempted when he or she is drawn. There's that word. When he is drawn, everybody shout, drawn away. Drawn, pulled away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. What are you talking about, Brother Tom? I'm talking about this tug of war for life and death. I'm talking about the rope of the flesh, that old carnal and sinful nature that all of us, even though we're born again, filled with the Spirit, still deal with day by day. Somebody shout hallelujah. I said, we're going to feel that pull day by day, that pull of the flesh. Come on, somebody. That pull upon that old sin nature. The tempter, Lucifer, will send forth spirits of darkness to do his bidding. Listen to me. I said there, he'll send forth spirits of darkness to do his bidding. What is their part? What is their bidding? What is their pull? There is one word in verse 14. Let me read it again. But every man, every young person is tempted when he or she is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Come on, somebody. What is that word enticed? Is what the devil and spirits of darkness do. Entice. They grab you at one end, they're at the other. They entice you. I said they tempt you. They tempt you. They use the rope of your flesh nature to draw you, to pull at you, to tempt you. Even Jesus in the wilderness. Come on, somebody. We call the wilderness a temptation. Even Jesus in the wilderness, the powers of hell against him, Lucifer himself come against Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm telling you tonight? I said, Lucifer himself came against Christ. Oh yes, according to 1 John chapter 2 verse 16, he said, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father. But that's what the devil used when he came against Jesus. He used the rope of the flesh. Come on, somebody. He told Jesus, he said, you're hungry. You've been fasting for 40 days. Just go on and turn those rocks. You've got the power to do it. Turn and make those rocks big old cat head biscuits like your mama used to make. Like your mama makes. Come on. God won't care. Go make them into bread. Make them into biscuits. Oh, but Jesus said, no, no, devil, you listen to me right now. Oh, come on. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Father. But that devil kept tempting him, took him up on the pinnacle of the temple and said, jump off, Jesus. When you jump, the angels will be dispatched from the glory realm. They'll come down and pick you up before you bust open like a melon on the floor. Come on. But Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Somebody shout hallelujah. That devil was a pulling. I said, he was a pulling for Jesus. I said, he was pulling for Jesus. Pulling at that old flesh. Come on, somebody. Christ had never sinned. He never did sin. He is perfect and sinless. But he was tempted, the Bible says, in all manner, just as you and I are tempted. He felt the pull. He felt the tug of war. Come on. And he was the prize. Whoa, shout hallelujah. But Jesus refused. The tempter comes and uses that rope of the flesh against you. He'll come. The lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Come on, somebody. He'll use it to try to pull you, if you're saved and born again, to pull you away from Christ, to pull you away from your faith. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you're not saved, the devil don't want you to be saved. He's going to keep pulling on your flesh nature. You hearing what I'm telling you? He's going to keep pulling you. Come on, back to that old bottle. He's going to keep pulling you back to that old girl. Come on, say, going to keep pulling you back to that old boy. Shout amen right now while I preach. He's going to be pulling you back and enticing you with the things of the world, and you're just going to keep falling. And you're just going to keep staying in your sin if you don't know him tonight. If you do know Christ, the enemy's going to use those things to entice you, to draw at the lust of your flesh, to pull you away from Christ and faith in him. Listen to what I'm telling you tonight. What are you saying, Brother Tom? I'm saying in this last hour, the pull and the draw of the powers of darkness on every one of us tonight is stronger. On somebody, are you hearing? You hearing what I'm telling you? He don't care who your mama was or is. He don't care who your papa is. He don't care what your pedigree or degree is. Oh yes, he don't care how many times you shout and run the aisle, how many messages you preach and you service. He don't care how many songs you sing. He don't care how many times you lay people hands on people in the altar and they get a blessing. Oh, come on, somebody. He just wants your soul. I said he wants your soul. I'm talking about having a relationship, an encounter with the God of heaven. Come on, somebody. You hear what I'm saying? That rope of the flesh. Jesus said, iniquity would abound these last days. The love of many would wax cold. Feeling that pull, that tug of the rope. Oh, yes. But on the other side is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Woo! Brother Barley. Jesus said, no man cometh unto me except the Father. What? Everybody shall draw him. No man cometh. Nobody comes to the comes to me, Jesus said, except the Father draws him. Woo, hallelujah. On the other hand is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You're in the middle and they're pulling for you. Somebody shout amen. I said he's a pulling for you. He's a drawing for you. Listen, sinner. Listen, backslider. There's a pull going on. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is a pulling for your soul. You feel the pull of the Spirit of God from the Father. Dispatching the Holy Spirit is pulling on your soul. Come to Christ. Come to Christ. To the backslider, come back. Come back to Jesus. He still loves you. There's still time. You can get right tonight. Shout hallelujah. What rope is that Father, Son, and Holy Ghost uses? Go to the book of Hosea. I love the book of Hosea. Go to the book of Hosea. Hosea in chapter 11, verse 4 through 7. He's talking about Ephraim, talking about Israel and Judah at large. But he said in verse 4, Hosea chapter 11, I drew them with cords of a man. Watch this. With bands of love. Whew, that makes me want to shout. Come on, somebody. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love, and I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. Whew. God said what he did for Israel. He said, I drew them with the cords of a man, with a rope. I drew them with the bands of love. Somebody shout hallelujah. The enemy uses that old flesh nature. God, Sister Miley, uses through the Holy Spirit and the love of God and the love of Christ. God, the Lord, God uses love. Oh, you missed what I said. The devil uses that old flesh nature to tug at your soul, to war over your soul. Come on. But the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost on the other side uses the bands of love. Oh, somebody shout with me right now. Come on. I said uses the bands of love, and he pulls at your soul. For the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 5. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Somebody shout hallelujah. God, for God is not willing that any one of you should perish. Peter said, God's not willing that any man should perish, but that all of you should come to repentance. Oh, brother Ezekiel said over there in the book of Ezekiel, he said that God, our God, somebody shout, our God does not take pleasure in the death of the wicked. Come on, somebody. God does not delight in seeing your soul go to hell. God does not delight when a person leaves this walk of life without his Son Jesus Christ as their Lord. He doesn't delight to see demon spirits that have pulled at their soul and pulled them into a world of darkness and sin. He doesn't delight when they draw their last breath on this earth and go into eternity, and the demon hordes of darkness are there to greet them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are there to meet them and say, we're glad that you've come to be with us for eternity. Such horror, such torture, such darkness, such loneliness has never been experienced by a human being when they go into the realms of eternity without Christ. Are you hear it, what I'm saying? Jesus said they gnaw their tongues. They gnaw their tongue for the flame. Come on. And there the worm dieth not. Their memory continues to eat at them like maggots on dead flesh. Remembering every time they could have said yes to Jesus, but they turned him away. And now it's too late. Come on, somebody. Just recently in the church where my daughter attends, one girl in their youth group, one morning a few weeks ago with her friend, was on the way to the high school in Walden, Arkansas, and it was foggy and cold. Somehow she lost control and careened off the highway, Brother Byerly, and went head on into a large tree. That girl died instantly. You hear what I'm saying? She was in the youth group at my daughter's church. I don't know, I didn't get to ask my daughter about her condition, but I pray she was saved. But I said that to say this. Come on, somebody. That devil's going to pull at your soul. There's a tug of war going on for life and death. Are you hearing me tonight? Oh, but the Lord is on that other side. The God of love. The books of Little John said that the God we serve is a God of love. Somebody shout hallelujah. He's a God of L-O-V-E. God is love. Somebody shout amen. It's a dominant part of his nature. Love ain't God now. That's the kind of message we're getting in our churches. That love is God. Love it, dovey, easy, greasy. No, no, no. God. Come on, somebody. God is not love, but love is of God. Would you shout hallelujah? And if you love God, John said you're going to love your brother and sister. Shout hallelujah. But I'm just trying to tell you, God doesn't take pleasure in the death of the sinner. He loves you. And with the cords of the eternal love of God of the universe, like he did with Ephraim, like he did with Israel, he pulls on the other end. He's a pulling through your soul. You didn't hear me. I said he's a pulling for your soul. Somebody shout amen. I said he's a pulling for your soul. What is that I'm a feeling, preacher? It's the love of God for your eternal soul. Pulling for your soul. Somebody shout hallelujah. Many a saints have walked away from Jesus, having experienced the pull of the cords and the bands of the love of God. You hearing what I'm telling you? Come on, somebody. God's love, his cord of love, is pulling for your soul. Oh, my God. No man cometh to me, Jesus said, except the Father draws him. How? By the Holy Ghost. Shout amen. The Spirit says come. The bride says, somebody shout come. I've drawn them with bands of love. What happens to those who allow the pull toward the world by the spirits of darkness and the spirit of the world? What happens to those who allow the pull of the powers of hell to draw them into its clutches? I want you to look at Proverbs chapter number 7, verse number 6. For at the window of my house, this is, if in you have a study Bible, I know in mine it says the ways of the harlot. The harlot in your Bibles, and in this regard especially, can typify the spirit of the world. You hear what I'm saying? That old spirit of the world that Satan uses. He says in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 6, for at the window of my house I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple ones.
I discerned among the youth a young man void of understanding. And then it goes on and tells how this Flucy Lou draws this young man into her clutches. And in verse 22 it says about that young man, that simple one, that one that has allowed himself to be pulled by the rope of the flesh. He goeth after her straightway. Watch this. He goeth after her immediately, straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth, hurries to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray. Go not astray in her paths. The lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the eyes is of the world. It is not of God. That old flesh nature lusteth against the spirit against the flesh. We're in a tug of war. But what happens to those who give in to the pull of the flesh rope by the powers of hell? They're enticed and drawn, and they're drawn away. The writer of Proverbs, the wise man, said right here, he said, they become as an ox that goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of stocks. The dart strikes through. They knoweth not that it is, or as a bird hasteth this there, and they knoweth not that it is for their life. Come on, somebody. That pull of the powers of hell, that pull of the powers of darkness on your soul. Come on, are you hearing me tonight? Children, as the wise man calls you, children, children, go not astray. Go not astray. Into her past. Come on, somebody. You hearing what I'm telling you tonight? Hallelujah. Let me lay these down a minute. I said, you hear what I'm telling you tonight? Come on, somebody shout amen. My father-in-law let me borrow this. It's a lead rope. Can I do this,
sir? Yes, sir.
Amen. I don't know if I'll get it on here like I want it. You just hold it with your hand. Come on. Said he that yields to that drawing of the lust of the flesh by the powers of darkness, that old enticing spirit of the world, like a loose living harlot, come on, looking through the encasement to see who she can destroy. That's the work of the devil. Shout amen, somebody. But it's that one, that simple one that yields, that simple one that goes after, becomes as an ox being led to the slaughter. You hearing what I'm telling you? As an old ox that don't even know, he's just going along and lowing. Don't know he's being led to the slaughter. That writer of Proverbs said, do you children, go not astray into her paths. If I can preach it tonight, if I can just shout it and tell you long enough and hard enough, if I can save one boy, if I can save one girl from becoming a fool and being led to the slaughter, come on, somebody, it'll be worth it all. Somebody shout hallelujah. I believe I'm talking to somebody tonight. Oh, yes. That rope of the flesh, my God, as a fool, as an ox led to the slaughter. What happens to those who yield, however, to the drawing of the Spirit? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, what happens to those who yield to the drawing of the Spirit? Praise God. I need a girl. one girl up here tonight. Don't everybody jump at once. Come on. Hurry, hurry. They're making pizza for us. Turn their face. Hold the, no, Frank, face them. Hold that rope. Hold the rope. Hold this one, this hand. Now, give me three girls over here. Come on. She chose. Come on, come on. Hurry. You ain't got to say nothing. Just do what I tell you. Come here, you girls, get on this end. Hold this rope. We're going to set up a tug of war. Come on, get right here, girl. Get right there, girl. Come on. Everybody touch the rope. All right. Come here, Kyron Jace. Amen. Come here, bud. Come here, man. Hallelujah. Get on this end. Everybody grab the rope. But what happens in that tug of war for life? Filling the pool. Y'all just pull just a little bit. Everybody on both sides. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't pull apart now. What happens in the midst of being caught in the tug of war for life and death? You can either let yourself go that direction to the path of the fool and of darkness. You see, let me say it like this. Let me say it like this. You are the prize in this tug of war of life and death. You're the prize. Not only are you the prize, but let me tell you something. Neither side can pull you to themselves against your will. You are the answer. You give the answer. You make the decision. Come on, somebody. And I believe there's some young people, maybe even mamas and daddies, are filling the pool on both sides tonight. Come on. The flesh lusted against the spirit. Are you hearing me tonight? But let me tell you what you do. What's your name, girl? Stand in the middle. What's your name? Lizzie, okay. Let me tell you tonight, Lizzie. Let me tell you what you need to do. Let me tell young people what you need to do. Paul said in Romans chapter 6, he said, you become the servants to whom ye yield your, oh my God, there's that big word right there. Hallelujah. To whom, everybody shout, shout yield. The word yield means to give up and give over. Oh, y'all miss it. I said it means to give up and give over. Shout hallelujah. Paul said you're going to become, Lizzie, the servant to whom you yield yourself to. If you yield to Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, you're going to become their servant. Hallelujah. Love, bond slave to them. Great God. If you yield yourself to the powers of darkness, you'll become a slave of Lucifer. Come on, somebody. But the key is you yield. I said you yield to whom you desire. Paul said in Romans chapter 6, he said, yield your members, the members of your body, as instruments of righteousness unto God. Somebody shout yield. Come on, somebody shout yield. Oh, what are we going to do? What happens to those who yield? What happens to those? Give up and give over to the drawing of the power of God through the love of God. Hallelujah. He loves you tonight. Let me tell you what happens. The Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 4. Let me read it to you. Draw me, he said. She said, draw me. We will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice. rejoice in thee. We will remember your love more than wine. The upright loves God. The upright loves the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Draw me, Jesus. Draw me, Lord. I'll come running after you. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm tired of being led about like an ox to an eventual slaughter. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. All right. Pull this way. And go ahead and yield. Let go over there. Let go and yield to that. Thank you, men. Y'all can sit down now. Amen. Hold this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all be seated too, girls. Thank you. What happened? Lizzie, say, I yielded to God.
I yield to God.
Shout, I yield to God.
I yield to God.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Father, Son,
and what happens is the Song of Solomon said that lady said to that king that she loved. It represents us who are in love with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want to shout it to King Jesus. Draw me, Lord. Draw me. Oh, hallelujah. Let's turn this around. We'll show you how it works. Hey, you be the King of Kings. Pull. Draw me, Lord. Draw me, Lord. And when you do, I'll come running after you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let's do it again. I'll be the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Say, he draw. What do you do? Come running. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Draw me, Lord. I'll come running after you. Come on, girl. Run as fast as you can. Amen. I know you got heels on. Draw me, Lord. I come running after you. I'm going to walk in the spirit, not after the flesh. Hallelujah. Somebody shout amen. Whoa, I'm going to walk in the spirit, not after my flesh. Hallelujah. I'm going to yield to God. I'm going to yield to the spirit. I'm going to yield to the call of God. Shout hallelujah. Ain't nobody going to have to force me. Ain't nobody going to have to twist my arm. All I got to do is feel a tug, feel a draw, amen, and I'm going to come running after him. Shout somebody, thank you girl, give the Lord a hand clap of praise in this house, hallelujah. Come to pianist's tongue, whoo, shout, oh my God, my God, whew. The draw, the pull. Lizzie made the decision here tonight.
I'm going to give up.
Give over. Lord, all I got to do tonight, I know I'm tired, I've traveled long ways to get here, but all I got to do tonight is feel the pull. Just feel the tug. Just feel the draw of the Holy Ghost, and I'm gonna come running to that altar. Shout hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands. Stand with me tonight all over this house. Sing it. I want my wife to sing it. Maybe you've heard it. Sing it, sister. Let her get her microphone. After you, just a simple little chorus, sing it, babe. Hallelujah, draw me. I'll come running after you. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. I want you to close your eyes. Lift both your hands toward heaven. Hallelujah. Sing it, honey.
Draw me, Lord.
Yes.
I'll come running out.
Sing it again, honey. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody.
Oh, draw me, Lord.
Draw me, Lord.
done all my life since I've been saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. I always pray, Lord, don't ever stop drawing me. Don't ever stop drawing me. Don't ever stop drawing me. The psalmist said, take not your Holy Spirit from me. Come on, lift your hands and say, draw me, Lord. Draw me to the heaven. Oh, my heart. Closed tonight. You're here and you say, Brother Tom, I'm not right with Jesus. I've never been born again, never been saved. But tonight I feel the draw of the Holy Spirit drawing me to Christ. Christ drawing me to Himself. The Father drawing me to Christ by the Spirit. Tonight I want to yield to that draw. Would you raise your hand? Anybody across this house? Anybody across this house? All right, young people, you're here tonight. You say, lately I've been playing games, Brother Tom. You don't have to tell me what it is. Lately, Brother Tom, I've been playing games. Lately, I felt my love for Christ getting colder by degrees. But tonight, I feel the draw of the cords of His love for me. And tonight, I want to come running to Him. Would you raise your hand? Anybody across this, thank God for those hands that are going. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. Woo, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is drawing all of us tonight. You that lifted your hands. But you're here tonight and you say, Brother Tom, I feel the draw. I feel the tug of war, the pull of God upon my soul. I'm talking to everybody tonight in this house. You say, I feel the pull. I feel the pull. And tonight I'm going to go running to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the draw, the Spirit. I'm going to go running to Him. Hallelujah. If that's you, would you lift your hands all over this building? Come on, sinner, saint, backslider, lift your hand. Hallelujah. Come on, I feel the draw. I feel the draw of the Holy Ghost. Maybe you're about to go too far. That Indian lady used to sing. Maybe you're about to go too far, but God's drawing on you tonight to come to this altar. Right now with my wife as she sings it tonight. This is what we're going to do. I'm not trying to play mind games. I just want to see who's serious with God in this house. Woo, hallelujah. That's the reason you're in this retreat, because the Lord drew you. The Lord drew us aside for these next several hours. Hallelujah. Come on. I'm going to count to three. When I get to three, if you feel the draw, if you feel the tug of the Spirit of God, the love of God on your soul, I want you to get out of your pews and as fast as is possible. I want you to come to this altar area up front. Stand or kneel, whatever you choose. But let's say, Jesus, we are coming. You just draw me out running to you tonight. Are you ready? One, two, three. Come on, all of this building. Hurry, hurry. Hurry, let the Lord see you hurrying. Let the Lord see you making haste and hurrying. I refuse to be a fool. I refuse to be a simple one. I refuse to become like an ox being led to my slaughter. Hallelujah, I'm going to yield. I'm going to give up and give over. Oh, Ramabashadadadadabakatelamaha. Come on, come on. Don't come down here. tonight and just pray off conviction. Come down here tonight and give everything over to God. Amen. Give up. Give up and give over everything to God. Hallelujah. This is your night. This is your night. This is your night before we go eat pizza. Before we play games. This is it. This is what this is about this weekend. This is the pinnacle. This is the mountaintop. The reason we're here. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to give up and give over. Hallelujah. You'll be surprised. You'll be amazed at what kind of victory, of what kind of victory you can walk in by the power of the cross of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. If you just give everything over, if you just give up and give over, hallelujah. Stop holding out. Stop holding back. Hallelujah. Stop holding back. The writer of Hebrews says God takes no pleasure in them that draw back. He's a drawing you, but he takes no pleasure in those who draw back against him. Hallelujah. He loves you tonight. Come on, somebody. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, young people. Stay in there, young people. Stay in there. Stay saved. Stay filled with the Holy Ghost. There's going to be struggles with the flesh. Struggles with the spirit of the world. Struggle with the devil and the spirits of darkness that come to try to pull you away. It's a battle. It's a conflict. It's a war. But you don't have to yield. You don't have to yield to temptation. You don't have to yield. You don't have to give up. He's a God of love and he'll always love you. But you don't have to give up and go the opposite direction from him. There's always repercussions. There's always consequences to when you yield to temptation. He loves you. He'll bring you back to him. He'll forgive you when you ask him. But young people, there's always consequences. There's always consequences when we give in to temptation. When we go with the pull of the world. Come on, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. There's always consequences. There's always consequences. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. Many of young people have felt the pull only to go the way of the world. Many young people and adults have felt the pull and have gone the way of the world and the powers of darkness and they never made it back. Church. They never made it back to the side, the bleeding side of a loving Savior. Come on, come on. Come on, you say, Brother Tom, you're scaring me. I hope so. I hope I scare you closer to Jesus. I hope I scare you to have prayer every day. Closer to Jesus than you've ever been before. Because you know what? He'll keep you. He'll keep you. He'll keep you from falling. All that matters is that you yield to him. Come on, young people. It's not sin to be tempted. It's not sin to be tempted. It's not sin to be tempted in your mind to withdraw from the world. That's not sin. Come on. That's a part of your human nature. That's a part of the conflict. Come on. When it's sin, it's when you give up and give over to it. But what I do, Brother Tom, look to Jesus. Look to Calvary's rugged cross. Christ crucified, risen again. He gave you power over your flesh. Hallelujah. He gave you power over the devil, power over the spirit of this world. He said, I give unto you power. He said, to as many as ye receive me, to as many as receive me, to them I give power to become the sons, the daughters of God. Hallelujah. He said, I give unto you power. I give unto you young people power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Brother Paul said in Romans chapter 6, Paul said, sin shall not have dominion over you. Somebody somebody shout hallelujah. Not only Satan, but sin no longer has dominion over you. He said the Spirit, Romans chapter 8, the Spirit of the law of life in Christ Jesus hath made you free from the law of sin and death. Come on, lift your hands, young people, and praise God. Get full of the Holy Ghost. I feel the pool of heaven in this house. I feel the pool of heaven in this house. I feel the pool of the Holy Ghost in this house. I feel it pooling on this Indian preacher's soul. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Oh, I was taught as a young person and a boy in that holiness conservative Pentecostal church. I was taught stay away from sin. When you're tempted, ask God to help you, because there's consequences to sin. There's things that happen, come on, when we sin, that brings consequences. Though the Lord forgives us, and He will, come on. And I was taught you don't have to yield to sin. You don't have to yield to temptation. You can overcome this world, Jesus said. Come on, young people. I know I may be talking to some young people that have yielded to temptation, and I'm not running you down. I'm telling you tonight, though, to make up your mind. Lift your head and shout, I'm not going to yield no more. By the power of the covenant blood of Jesus, He's given me power. Sin don't have dominion over me, and I refuse. I'm going to walk out of this valley. I'm going to lift my hands and praise the Lord. God's going to raise up a bunch of young people that are saved and full of the Holy Ghost, walking in holiness before God, being used by the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, young people. Come on, young ladies. Come on, young men. Teenagers in our nation are looking for something to believe. Washington, D.C. Come on, somebody. But I'm telling you tonight, there needs to be some young people that are marching the streets for the cause of the cross of Jesus Christ. God wants to raise up some radical young people here tonight that feel the pull of the Holy Ghost. Those young people that are marching in this world have been. Society, and a lot of them by liberal church. Come on, but thank God we've got some young people here tonight. Woo! Hallelujah, they're being exposed to the power of the Holy Ghost, exposed to the influence of Jesus Christ, an encounter with Him. Hallelujah. Woo! Let me tell you what a stop school shootings.